How to point out the recession with one hand tied behind your back, the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1060. Today is the 22nd of August 2020, and I'm your host, Terrence. Thanks for joining us. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. This article is used to analyze how the US labor market is recovering from the Great Recession. The unemployment rate is the percentage of people who are unemployed, looking for a job or are available for work, whether they are employed or unemployed. Moreover, the number of jobs for people with a bachelor's degree continues to increase during both the recession and the recovery. The rate has risen 5.3 percentage points since its peak of 10% in October 2009, when more than 15 million people were unemployed. All five measures increased dramatically during the recession, peaking in late 2009 and 2010, then falling and returning to forecast levels in December 2017. U1 and U2 converged in 2011 for the first time in the series' history, and the recovery described in earlier sections was driven largely by the rise in the U.S. labor force participation rate, not the unemployment rate. The U.S. unemployment rate of -4 and -5 has been closely watched both during the recession and the recovery. Immediately after the recession, the distribution of the unemployed and the duration of unemployment shifted over a longer period and have not fully recovered. Although the overall unemployment rate has returned to pre-recession levels, differences remain over how long some of these unemployed people will try to find work. The number of marginal workers has risen or fallen as much as that of the unemployed. Some have been closely monitoring each other, while some have doubled in response to the downturn, while others have not, Bureau of Labor Statistics data shows. However, these figures rarely exceed the number of people trying to stay at home or find work for a short period of time. One caveat, however, is that workers are dependent on temporary redundancies and look for work without being counted as unemployed. If a sector is not completely decimated, it is likely that many of them will not actively seek work and thus will not be included in the official unemployment rate. Policymakers should consider other measures to determine when to turn on the political trigger to support workers and the economy. From the book State of Working America's Lages 2019, Working for the Future of the U.S. Workforce in the Great Depression and Great Recession, by David S. Friedman, Robert J. Kagan, and David A. Schoenfeld. These two workplace benefits help by allowing workers to take paid time off to care for family members, and allow them to stay out of harm's way and still earn a paycheck while working from home. Figure G illustrates how black workers are more likely than white workers, and even white workers, to benefit from these benefits. So are benefits for black workers, but there is no evidence that they are paid as much as their white counterparts in terms of wages and benefits for the same jobs. This point is underlined by the fact that earnings change with the level of education of an employee. The earnings of those who work full-time all year round have increased significantly, but the earnings of workers with only one or fewer levels have not, and earnings have changed with the level of education of the workers. In a system where good work and personal income are the primary sources of security and well-being, rising inequality is an increasing challenge. The inequality that remains after taxes and government transfers is higher, and less is being done to redistribute resources to address employment and income inequality. Janet Gornick's analysis of income inequality in the U.S. shows that it is no higher than in most European countries. This may sound like a reasonable principle until you realize that many people cannot find livable, paid jobs, while others have given up those jobs to raise children or care for family members. So that's what separates the have-nots from the have-nots in America, getting and keeping a good job, and we've forgotten it. Whenever a health emergency of great importance breaks out, or an influential commission needs experts, it seems to be led by men or women. As economist Nancy Fulber has explained, the problem with the market-based healthcare system in the United States is that it fails to compensate those who care for and work for it. Tweets from the president show that the U.S. Health and Human Services Commission, the country's top health authority, is made up entirely of men. In January, only 5 women were invited to join President Barack Obama's Commission on the National Institutes of Health, the world's largest health research organization. This week, Women in Global Health is launching a call for a broader pandemic response, including calling for more gender-responsive health security. This builds on the work of the National Institutes of Health and the World Health Organization, both of which are organizations that rely on health and safety experts. As the current pandemics make clear, it is time to recognize that the gender stereotypes and prejudices that keep women out of leadership and decision-making are putting us all at risk. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.